This is Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities taking a look at the wheat markets for Monday, October 9th. Well, wheat markets last week did see a recovery after pacing sideways for a few sessions the previous week. Kansas City was up 10 on the week, Minneapolis up 11, Chicago was up 27, corn up 15, soybeans were down 9. So we're seeing corn and wheat kind of perk up a little bit here, mainly on dry conditions going on in Brazil, which is slowing down soybean plantings, which ultimately will slow down soybean harvest and also slow down second season corn plantings. That's part of the support here. Wheat is also finding some support from rumors that the Russian government is considering buying a couple million tons of wheat and then putting it out into the domestic market to help support farmers there. So they are looking at some artificial price supports going on there. ICAR, which is an analytical firm out of Russia, is estimating that their FOB prices are at $230 a ton, which is well below their floor price of $270. So there's a lot of confusion going on as to what exactly the Russian FOB offers are. Sovcon, also another analytical firm out of Russia, they're estimating that the Russian grain exports for last week, 880,000 tons. Almost all of that was wheat at 850,000 tons. The focus this week, of course, will be on yet another war that has developed over the weekend between Israel and Hamas. It's creating a great deal of concern that Iran is going to get drug into this. And so crude oil is up over $3 on the night session. That's helping support corn spilling over to wheat. So the conflict in the Black Sea is clearly supportive for wheat primarily, but also corn. And now we've got another conflict in the Middle East that is creating some bullishness in the energy space, and that's going to spill over to the grains as well. So more chaos in the world is going to, I think, you know, create more of a bullish situation, not just for grains and energies, but, you know, there's probably going to be more of a flow of investment money to the United States. We're viewed as a stable country with a reliable currency and a reliable investment structure. So I think this is just going to underpin U.S. markets even further. We've got a supply-demand report out on Thursday, the 12th. We're looking for wheat ending stocks to be up about 25 million bushels to 640 million. Still not a very big number in the bigger picture. Corn production is estimated pretty much unchanged from last month at 15.1 billion bushels. Yield is down 0.3 bushels an acre. It's 173.5. Ending stocks are expected down 80 at 2.14 billion. That's a pretty big number for corn ending stocks. Soybean production at 4.13 billion bushels is unchanged from a month ago. Yield down 0.2 bushels an acre at 49.9. Ending stocks are estimated up 10 at 230 million bushels. Also a pretty comfortable number for soybeans. So let's take a look at world FOB offers. We've got U.S. soft red winter wheat at the Gulf at $250 a ton. That's down 15 from last week. Hard red winter wheat at the Gulf at $300 a ton is up 5. Ukraine at 190 is unchanged. Russia at 240 is up 5. Romania at 245 is up 5. France at 243 is down 9. Argentina at 270 is down 25. It's really surprising to see Argentina be down so hard, especially given its dryness. So we'll see what's going on there. It could be that harvest is around the corner and they're just expecting some harvest pressure. But again, unusual to see prices drop by a big number with a growing season that's under stress the way it is. For corn at the Gulf, $235 a ton is unchanged from last week. Off the PNW, we're at 250, which is up 10. In Ukraine, we're at 165, that's down 15. Argentina at 225 is up 10. Brazil at 230 is also up 10. Soybeans at the Gulf at $490 a ton is down 10. In Argentina, we're at 511, that's up 11. Brazil is at 495, which is down 37. So some big changes going on in world FOB offers. For Brazil, you know, we're getting into soybean plantings. It's been dry. They're looking at little relief in weather, so that could be part of what's pressuring soybeans there. Here in the United States, the harvest is progressing fairly quickly. We are seeing some scattered rain delays, but nothing serious. We're seeing better rain across the northern plains. That should help winter wheat plantings. And even across much of Nebraska, getting a good shot of moisture this week. The southern plains, fairly dry in the forecast, but they've had better than normal rain over much of the southern and southwestern plains. So we should be looking at better winter wheat planting conditions there. It's not stellar or ideal, but much better than we've seen the last couple falls. So moving forward, night session on wheat is up about 10. Corn is up 7 or 8. So, you know, we're seeing some continuation of the strength coming into this week. I would imagine as long as crude oil stays strong, you know, corn is going to stay strong and offer support to wheat. I just don't think there's a lot of downside potential in wheat in particular, but even corn, finding strength the way it is right in the middle of harvest is impressive. So it's very possible that corn is just putting in a long base pattern here. My guess is, you know, as you get into the later part of harvest and farmer storage fills up, you'll probably see more corn come to town and see that basis kind of, you know, buckle, probably get some futures pressure late in the harvest season. But I don't think it's going to amount to a whole lot. In wheat, from a seasonal perspective, normally we're peaking around this time of year, but it looks like we might actually be putting in a low. So it looks like the seasonals are running opposite of each other. The drought situation in Argentina and Australia has had little relief. Australia's had a little bit of rain in the southeast region, but that's not enough to, you know, save the whole crop. So I do think you're coming in with short harvests in both Argentina and Australia, and that's ultimately going to be supportive for this market as we head into the winter. If you have any questions, feel free to call at 1-800-888-9843. This has been Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities.